life should be good for us, and right now it isn't. And we're just sort of all wadded up over that discordant thought. Just mad as hell and not going to take it anymore. And sort of wanting to punch somebody out for it. Yeah. Where what we're wanting to do is a sort of softer approach. Because we know that you could take anyone, no matter how they're feeling, who is standing where they're standing, and you could distract them with enough thoughts on enough different subjects that aren't resistant in nature, that you could get them moving toward their vortex. So in energy work, are you having conversations with the people that you're working with?
Very little, actually. I had a kind of a wonderful moment the other day where I was working on somebody who I used to find extremely difficult, and I saw her on the street and said, you know, I still need bodies to practice on. Will you come? And she said yes. And as I was working on her, I felt this buzz of anxiety, and I knew that she lives with this all the time. And it was very uncomfortable to be there because I used to be there, and I'm not anymore.
But you were then. You were then.
Well, I could feel it, but it was clear that it wasn't me. That it was her buzz. And at the end of the treatment, I said to her, "Wow, I'm perceiving that you're on a low level of anxiety that is really not even that low, quite a buzz, all the time." And she looked at me and she said, "Well, isn't everyone?" And I was able to say, "No." That's
the reason that this is of interest is because when you're in the vortex and you're working on someone who's not in the vortex, the vibration of your being dominates and you actually tune them to a higher vibration. That is the best definition of what energy work is. Mm-hmm. It's me being in the vortex and tuning them to that. And something that you said in conversation here let us know that sometimes that old stuff that you feel that you moved from, you haven't moved all that far from. And when you get someone that you're working with that is in that place, you go there too. And so you want to just make sure that you're in the vortex before you interact with another. And once you're there long enough, only those who are ready for where you are will come to you. Because there are people who are vibrating in a place that is nowhere where you are that you can't help. And there are people that are vibrating somewhere near you where you are that you can help a great deal. And there are people that will more easily move. But none of that is relevant to you. You just want to be sure that you're in the vortex, that you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on. And that higher frequency will always raise the frequency of the other vibrations every single time. It will. You just don't want to go where they are. Yeah. So sometimes the energy work that you're doing is helping you to understand where your energy is even more than where their energy is, you see. It's like this. We say this to everyone about all things. We say, what's manifesting in your experience is always a perfect vibrational match to what you've got going on vibrationally. And you say, well, this is a little tricky for me because I want to help people raise their vibration. So don't I need to be a vibrational match to people who have a lower vibration so that I can help them raise their vibration? And we say, well, that could be a catalyst of holding you in a place that you don't really want to be. It's possible for you to be so tuned in that those who are ready for you and will receive the most benefit from you will come to you and let other energy workers that are in a closer proximity. In other words, isn't it nice if somebody's buzzing in despair that an energy worker who's just mad about everything helps them move up the scale? And isn't it nice if somebody's vibrating in anger that somebody who's in less anger can help them move up the scale? And isn't it nice that somebody who is in frustration can be helped by someone who's hanging around in hopefulness? And wouldn't you like to be an energy worker who's so tuned in that you are like a representative of their source energy themselves, so that when they come to you, you're so tuned in that their frequency must be adjusted into that higher vibration? But the thing about that is, so this is what we were talking about earlier, isn't it? That when you are tuned into who you are much more influential. You're much more influential because you've got this source energy leverage barreling through you. All things are easier when you are in alignment, you see. And so we think this conversation was a very good conversation because you started out right there on the question that is most important for you, where you were talking about